escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. Cops on patrol happened upon a shootout in Flatbush last night and ended up drawing their guns as well. What happened from there? Let's find out from our Glenn Chuck.
Yeah, pretty wild scene here, dangerous one. Police investigation is still ongoing here at Ocean and Church here in Brooklyn. You know, I came in here this morning. I probably counted 36 evidence markers still on the ground, bullet holes in cars. The officers, again, coming upon the scene, getting out and firing two shots. And one of the suspects, a 22-year-old Edinesset Bodoy, was struck once. He's in stable condition this morning. The other suspect ran off. NYPD Assistant Chief Frank Giordano.
This was all very, very quick. They hear the gunshots, they observe the situation, and they engage. Very, very quick.
Now, Bedoy is apparently a violent criminal. That's the words of the NYPD. He had just gotten out of prison 2 months ago.
If he received a consecutive sentence for his two distinct violent crimes, he would not be out on the streets right now, involved in yet another shooting that endangers our
public. We should mention the officers were not hurt here in the manhunt, again, for that other suspect that fled, still ongoing this morning. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM here in Brooklyn.
We are hearing from the mayor on the Trump threat to do in New York City what he's doing in D.C.
Mayor Adams noted record lows in homicides and shootings and says the feds don't need to take over the NYPD.
New York is moving in the right direction in public safety.
He was responding to remarks from President Trump announcing control of the Washington, D.C. PD, adding he was going to take a look at New York City. The mayor says in light of the Park Avenue shooting, the administration can make a difference.
We should deal with stopping the access of these guns. There are more grants that I think our federal partners can get.
He says he'd rather work with than be at war with the feds. Julia Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Well, Governor Hochul weighing in, saying she would do everything in her power to stop the feds from crossing the line in New York. A horrific scene in Astoria yesterday where three people were killed when a car crashed into a coffee truck. This was just after 8:30 in the morning on 19th Avenue and 42nd Street. The dead include the 84-year-old driver and two men ages 41 and 70 who were standing by that truck. Whether this was a medical episode or what is not yet clear. The brother of the younger victim identified him to ABC 7 as Joaquin Venacio, a father of two who managed Astoria Discount Tire. Family members say the 70-year-old was Santiago Byres, a landscaper who had eight kids and 14 grandchildren. The funeral is today for River Adema Wilson. She was the 20-month-old girl who drowned in a swimming pool at a daycare in the Bronx. Her aunt spoke to 1010 Winds.
She was light. She was joy. She was an amazing baby. And to have her taken from us and us not know how is unimaginable pain.
Indeed, the family says they've gotten no answers on why the child was not being supervised at the time. Reports are that the 47-year-old worker who was supposed to be watching the kids was distracted for 20 minutes while cooking. The funeral for River will be held this morning in the Bronx, 10 a.m. at St. Helena's Roman Catholic Church. City officials say they're getting a handle on the Legionnaires outbreak in central Harlem.
After all the cooling towers with positive tests were cleaned, transmission is going down, and the health department believes that means the source of the bacteria is likely gone. At a virtual town hall, health officials downplayed concerns about where those cooling towers are. Dr. Tony Esselin with the health department.
The localization piece is not as paramount in terms of the fact that everyone in that community, in that cluster, has been exposed.
Because the water droplets in those cooling towers that tested positive were sprayed into the air, putting everyone in the community at risk. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Still nearly 200,000 people under that boil water advisory in Patterson. Mayor Andre Saya says while the water main break has been isolated and the repair work continues, residents need to not overuse the tap.
Some of you should be getting your water back if you haven't gotten it already. I'm receiving multiple messages via social media. Mayor, I'm getting my water back. Now's not the time to take a victory lap. That's why I'm preaching conservation.
Officials say it could be the end of the week or even next week before the boil water advisory is lifted. That's because they need to test the water for bacteria. If you're down by the South Street Seaport and you need to hit the loo, there's apparently one that's so nice it may be award-winning.
Finding a clean, open public bathroom in Manhattan is a crapshoot. But the bathroom on the rooftop here at Pier 17 is earning rave reviews from the group Got to Go, who provides an NYC bathroom map.
Not only is it actually massive, but there is views of the water from inside. And there are 51 stalls.
It's always fully stocked, toilet paper, soap, paper towels. It's wheelchair accessible, and there are indeed changing tables.
The pristine latrine is in competition with eight other finalists across the country in the Cintas contest that rates bathrooms on cleanliness, innovation, functionality, and design. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at the South Street Seaport.
At the Central Park Conservancy, to those against the carriage horses in the city, they've now made it clear they want them banned from the park. Conservancy President Elizabeth Smith writing a letter to the mayor and council speaker, voicing concern about the way carriage horses are treated. They're also throwing their support behind Riders Law, a city council bill that would stop horse carriages from operating in New York altogether. Councilmember Gail Brewer is one of the sponsors of the bill.
Those of us who think that it's time for the horses not to be in the park, not to be have this kind of an industry, but at the same time, the Central Park Conservancy is concerned about safety.
TWU Local 100 shop steward Christina Hansen says they've been blindsided by the Conservancy.
Taking a position on carriages in Central Park is like taking a position on rocks and lawns and trees. We have always been there. We're a part of the landscape. We're, in fact, even in the landmark designation of Central Park.
She says the Conservancy was, quote, desecrating the park's storied history.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org/advisors.